Dr. Jody Campisci, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, provides an overview of the latest Department of Agriculture report. The USDA report includes a surprising increase on the size of the U.S. cotton crop. She notes that while numbers are updated from USDA, it is still too early to determine the actual size of this year's crop.
In the latest report, USDA made a surprisingly large increase to the size of the U.S. crop following a very large reduction to the crop last month. USDA increased U.S. production to 13.8 million bales, which is 1.3 million bales higher than last month. While many were anticipating an increase, particularly based on higher acreage reported on the FSA Certified Acreage Report, most were not expecting the increase to be as large. USDA increased planted acreage by 1.3 million and harvested acreage by almost 750,000. With continued drought concerns in the Southwest, along with weather issues in other regions, it's still too early to determine the actual size of the crop. Even with higher production, U.S. ending stocks are still projected to be at the lowest level since 2014. With higher production, USDA did increase the U.S. export estimate for 2022 to 12.6 million bales as compared to 12 million last month. The much-anticipated U.S. weekly export sales report was just released following the lack of data reporting for the last 4 weeks due to the failed launch of the new export sales reporting system. Export commitments for the 2022 crop year reached 8.3 million bales for the week ending September 8th. For the missing 4 weeks, shipments averaged almost 250,000 bales per week. For the world balance sheet, production increases in the U.S., Australia, China, and Turkey offset declines in Pakistan and Uzbekistan. The Pakistan crop was reduced by 700,000 bales as compared to last month. The current supply fundamentals do tend to support higher prices. However, on the demand side, a slowdown in world economic activity and continued high inflation has led to further reductions in the world consumption estimate for 2022.